Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to notice here, verse number 13. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Again, that's why I can't wait to get in the book of Hebrews now. The book of Hebrews, it shows that Jesus Christ is God, very God. No doubt about it. Jesus, the Son of God, is God, very God. And here is Jesus himself in verse number 13. He says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is the fourth time in the book of the Revelation that Jesus has called himself the Alpha and the Omega. I won't read these if you want to not jot these down. Revelation chapter 1, verses 8 and 11. Revelation 1, 8 and 11, he calls himself the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 6, it says, it is done, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. In Revelation 22, verse number 13, we see he's the Alpha and the Omega. And I have a note here. He's from everlasting to everlasting, and he's everything in between. The Alpha, the beginning, the end, and he's everything in between. He's the beginning. He's the origin of all things. Everything came through him. By him was nothing made that was made. By him. He's the creator of it all. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the end. In other words, the termination. It's the limit at which a thing ceases to be. He's the first. He's the last. He's the first in time or place. He's the last in time or place. And there will never be an end. There was never a beginning of God. Jesus did not have a beginning. Jesus Christ does not have an end. It all revolves around him and him alone. He has no beginning and he has no ending. Jesus Christ is the eternal one. And that's why it's so interesting. Here we're at the end of the book of the Revelation. Not only that, the end of God's word. 66 books in God's divine library. And all of them are inspired, the very inspired word of God. The Holy Spirit moved men as they wrote. And anyway, I won't go into all of that, you know. But I believe every word is perfect. Every word. So here at the end of the Bible, the Lord is telling us some things. Okay, I come quickly. I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. And then he says this, verse number 13, just a reminder, because there's a lot of people who deny the deity of Jesus Christ. And again, one of the last things he tells us, I am. By the way, that ought to be enough. God said, I am. Remember in the book of John, when Jesus said, I am, man, the Pharisees wanted to stay, picked up some stones and wanted to kill him. Because they knew exactly what Jesus was saying when he said, I am, that I am. When he told that to Moses then in the book of John, he said, I am. He said that he was God, and the Pharisees knew that, and they wanted to kill him. But anyway, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. Why is that so important? Because we as believers know that Jesus Christ is God, very God. He's our Lord, and there's nobody like him. Sometimes Doug and DJ and the family would sing about walking by the tomb of Buddha, Muhammad. You could still see Muhammad. I hate to see him in the grave. All nasty and thingy and Buddha and all that kind of stuff. Any great religious leaders of the world's ever known, they've all died. But only one is still alive. And that's Jesus Christ. And it's a reminder here. Listen, you can count on me. Not only are these words faithful and true, everything that I says is true. I am the I am. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And somebody, we mentioned this here just a week or two ago. I think mentioned in Brother Ray Deargore's class, is doing a tremendous job in the book of Daniel, that Jesus Christ will be the only God we will ever see. Matter of fact, when we read in Hebrews chapter number 1, the very first, turn me to Hebrews chapter number 1. I'll give you just a taste of it. Verse number one, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners, different manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, used to be, he's going to show the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is better than all that. In the past, he spoke to you by prophets, but now, as in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus Christ was the creator of this universe. Verse number three, who, speaking of Jesus Christ, being the brightness of his glory, Jesus Christ is the brightness of the glory of God, and the expressed image of his person, Jesus Christ is the expressed image of God, and the upholding of all things by the word of his power. Jesus Christ holds it all by even by his, not just in his hands, by the words of his power. Why is this verse so important? Because the thought, the expressed image, literally means he's, the word is in the Greek is the word character. He's the exact reproduction. When you see me, Jesus said, you've seen the Father. Jesus Christ is God, very God. So when we're in heaven for eternity, we will not see God the Father. We will not see God the Holy Ghost. We will see Jesus Christ for eternity. That's who we will see. Peter talks about to God the Father, an eternal one who is invisible. No man has seen God at any time. He's referring to the, and we know the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is invisible. He's, you know, Ghost Spirit. Anyway, Jesus Christ is who of the Godhead that we will see for eternity. By the way, isn't that enough? God's perfect plan and purpose. And then I finish out here with verse number 14 again. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and that they may have a right to the tree of life. Remember we looked at the tree of life? We will have access to that tree of life as believers, not because we need it. We're going to have glorified bodies. But there's them 12 manner of fruit that's going to produce in its season. We're going to have the right to take just some of that fruit and just enjoy the goodness and the freshness of it. And it won't be nothing like here on this earth that we have today. Again, I mentioned this before, all kinds of different types of fruits, tangerines and different kinds of tangerines and oranges and fruit. Oh, you just name it, yeah, apples and all kinds of things. But what Jesus has prepared in heaven, there won't be nothing like it. I think it's something new and fresh. And we're going, as believers in our glorified body, we will have access to that tree of life. We'll have a right to just, boy, I think I'm going to eat one of those fruit today. I got some tangerines from Archie here that I borrowed, okay? And I've been, that thing was so juicy. It just so juicy. I can just imagine eating that fruit in heaven. It's so good. The juice just runs down. And you just enjoy it and savor it. And we're going to have a right to that. Do you believe that? I do. I don't think you have to peel it. An orange, you know, and kind of section it. I think you just take it and just start eating it. Yeah, I don't know. Just my thought. But boy, how beautiful heaven must be. The home of the happy and free. A haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. I'm going there. How about you? I can't wait to get there. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, this closing chapter of Revelation 22 is an encouragement to us as believers of things that are yet to come. Lord, as we read through the book of Revelation, all these awful things during the judgment and during the tribulation, all these things are taking place. I'm thankful for that last chapter, Father, to know that you're coming quickly, to know that you're God, very God, to know that, Father, we just be found faithful to you and there'll be rewards for us. Lord, so many good things that we find in the book, and Lord, we thank you for your word. May we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.